A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for a problem chair. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
Now, Tony, a query's come in, and anyone who's got queries or questions, get them into us now on 0667123666. Queries come in, says, much of my life, I generally took care of my appearance. In recent times, I've become less caring about how I look. Sometimes I get so fed up, I simply throw on the same old clothes each morning until they really need to be washed. I'm a bit worried about what's up with me. I have a little interest in looking nice anymore. I'm inclined to beat myself up about the way I've let everything slip.
My simple answer is, you're beginning to age there. And our preferences change as we age. When you talk about people who put lots of energy into their appearance, that's the mating instinct. And it's you know, we should be growing out of that once we're into 50 or whatever. And, what you need to do really is to adapt to the changes that are happening to you. And some people can do that naturally. They just fall into being 50, 60 or 70, and it just comes naturally. Other people have to think about it. So you might be one of the people who needs to, you know, think a bit, what do I need to do? What's important? Once you're clean,
should you start, Tony, with what do I want to do?
What I want to do could be based on the wrong things. Yeah. You know,
yes.
What I really need to do is the more important one. You know, you look at some people whose behavior is, you know, still in their teens and they're in their 70s. We all know who we're talking about. And, you know, that's an immaturity. That is not moving on. And, you know, as we get a little older, we need to adapt and adjust to the age we are. And, you know, that's not just saying that we accept it. But, you know, adapting to changes means taking on new interests, maybe dressing in a different way if just dressing is the problem. You know, it's bringing in the changes that we need to bring when they need to be brought in. And that is the important part of life, you know, adapting to the changes.
Yeah, and could be a change here of this person, like maybe they stopped working, maybe they retired, and that was part of it. It was part of their uniform, what they did every day, and they're in a different phase of life. Could that be part of it?
Oh, very much so. That could be a huge part of it. The other thing that had that effect on a lot of people is the COVID epidemic changed a lot of people and their behavior.
Definitely
patterns.
Did. Yeah.
Anything that shifts our pattern, you know, deaths in the family, change of address, anything like that can really shift. But what we need to do then is be adaptable to the changes that happen to us. And always, as I say to people, it's very important to take up new hobbies. You know, you can play football and hurling when you're in your 20s, 30s, maybe even into your 40s. But after that, you need to start thinking, what else will I do when that's taken away from me? And, you know, the important part then is taking up hobbies, exercise, sports that we can do, and so on and so forth. And people who do that naturally have no trouble or little trouble. We all have trouble. We're getting old. But, you know, it comes more easily. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, this could be the physical side of it as well. Okay, Tony, we'll talk a bit more about that. We've more queries to get to as well. If you have a comment or a question for Tony, get him into us now. We'll take more after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony McGinley with us on the line for a problem shared. Tony, a query's come in here from a listener. It says, a friend of mine died some months back. We had a close friendship that lasted quite a long time. Then circumstances intervened and we grew apart. About 2 years ago, my friend sent me a message asking me to make contact. It was not a good time for me. I was occupied at the time, didn't make the contact. Next thing I heard, my friend had died. Now I feel absolutely terrible and I'm struggling with my feelings and wondering where I'm going.
Yeah, regret is a very, very strong thing in human beings. And we literally whip ourselves sometimes about situations. In this case, I would say there doesn't appear to be, from what I can read here, a reason why you should feel very regretful. We'd all regret not helping a friend. But, you know, as you said, you know, you lost contact. You both drifted your own way for maybe years, I don't know how long. But you haven't done anything that I would bring it to court for, let's put it that way. And you need to be very careful about what you're blaming yourself for. You didn't do anything wrong. That's the number one. Number two, you are taking it a bit hard, and we would. We all regret that somebody died and you could have been there to maybe help them out and what have you. But other than that, I think you need to readjust your thoughts. And the best way of doing that is the same for everybody in every situation in life. Start doing something new. You could do a certain amount to, as it were, take care of your friend in the next life. If you're religious, you could pray for him, yeah. For instance. If you're not religious, or whether you're religious or otherwise, you could perhaps give some money to one of the great charities and in his name, you know. And you could visit his grave and that sort of stuff. But other than that, you know, you don't need to do much else. But I would say that having good interests in life, sports, hobbies, art, music, whatever, helps to take your mind off whatever else is going on. So I would suggest that if you have any interest in any of those areas, that you actually follow up on it. And you will find that it will draw you out. And
would it be an idea, Tony, for the person to look at their own life in terms of other friendships that they have, maybe other ones that they feel they want to maintain or they want to reconnect, that would be a way of helping move on from this situation?
Yeah, contact with other people is always vital in life. And people who are recluse, very often are very hard to communicate with and they're very into themselves. And there are many examples of that in history. But yes, you know, take more care of the friends you do have. Call on them now and again. That would be a good part of helping yourself as well.
Yeah, because you like the person said, oh, at the time they were occupied with other things, they weren't in a good place. No doubt they'll be going back and looking, well, actually, what was I doing? Because sometimes you can just get buried with real life, or you can think that the things you're doing are the most important thing. If you had a chance to step back from them, say, well, actually, you know what, that shouldn't have been a priority at the time, and you can learn from that maybe, and maybe prioritise human interaction and social connection over whatever it was that was taking up their time at the time.
Absolutely. Having good friends, having good contacts, having good relatives, and having a belief system. I think, you know, whatever you believe in, it's very important that you are active in that area. And you evidently believe that it's important to look after people. So, you know, put some energy into that sort of area, you know, do some charity work or whatever, you know. But it's very useful and very helpful.
Yeah, and that is, I suppose, part. But then, like you said, Tony, if they go too far down the road of wallowing in regret, that's not positive either. That's not going to be good for them.
Some people actually seem to like having regret, you know, and it becomes part of their lives. And it's a very dangerous sort of strategy, and it's one that if you are, you know, dwelling on this too much, ask yourself, why the hell are you doing it? Because what you're doing is you're making life hard for yourself and it'll get harder. Whereas if you turn around and you go out towards other people, you put your energies into something new or something useful, that will help you out of the sort of cave that you find yourself sinking down into.
Yeah, indeed, that can be part of the issue and part of the problem. Okay, Tony, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for talking to us about that again on the programme this morning. That's Tony McGinley with A Problem Shared. If you have any questions or queries for Tony, get him into us now on 0667123666.